government is not doing enough to redress the imbalances of apartheid. We understand that it's going to take them time, but we think that as they have declared education as the apex priority of the South African government, it should reflect on the ground that they are serious about it. They must begin by regulating university fees. Education is not a bottle of milk. You cannot buy it at a shop. It is our birthright, and that is exactly what we want the government to start treating education as. We're celebrating 60 years of the Freedom Charter, which is a document which defines the mandate of the South African government as led by the African National Congress. 60 years into the construction of the document, its resolution on free education is not realized. We're not going to accept any 10.5% increase or anything like that. The only thing we'll accept is free education.
Can you please tell me, what on average is a South African student paying for tuition fee?
Averagely, a South African student is paying about 30,000 rands in university fees annually. But before that, you have to first pay for application, which is about 350 and 500 rands. After that, you have to pay for registration, which is now moving from about 8,000 rands to 18,000 in some universities. So where do they expect students to miraculously get this exacerbated amounts of money when they know that we are unemployed? Our parents are previously disadvantaged. They are domestic workers and they are former garden boys. So they also do not have such an amount of money.
Do you foresee government giving in to the current student protests and shift higher learning policies?
This is already a resolution of government. The only problem is implementation. President Zuma, even the Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, have already spoken on the issue that they sympathize with the students. Even the minister himself has pledged support. Even the professors, the vice chancellors, some of them have even pledged their bonuses at work. That is exactly a display that they know that they've been on the wrong side of the fence. So we expect government to listen to us, because in South Africa, young people are fortunately in majority. And we are the ones who are going to inherit this country. And we want to be educated citizens who participate and who do not complain. The only complaint we have is that we don't have money to pay for education. We're not asking them to throw food in our mouths. We're not asking them to throw money in our pockets. We're just asking for a chance to be educated. And we're saying that we want it to be done in a free manner so that we redress the imbalances of the past.